So my name is Mark Riscala. I'm a fourth year here at Berkeley. I'm a business major and a music minor. I have moved around a lot in my life. I was actually born in Michigan, lived in Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Michigan again, Riverside, California, and then I came to Berkeley. And obviously through all of that, I had many times of trials being ripped away from my first and second grade classes to move to new and different places. But what I want to talk to you about today is actually a certain story of my time here at college. So last summer, I actually decided to go to Australia. And I went there for 2 months, and it was actually winter there, which I didn't really think about before I went, but it's okay. And I actually went to Josh's hometown, but so last year, I went to Australia, and I was super excited. Pretty much throughout my life, I'd always wanted to go to Australia for some reason. It would be the sixth continent that I've been to. And I went there for an internship. But what I didn't really plan on was being, as some of the other people who have spoken today, I didn't really plan on being super lonely. But when I got there, I actually got picked up by my supervisor for the internship. And it was at night, and he drove me to the place where I was going to stay, and it really wasn't what I was expecting. They had a website and everything, so I looked at their pictures, but it wasn't like the website, and basically I found myself staying in a one little bedroom square, probably as big as this podium right here, and it was all brick walls, so it was pretty flattering. But so it was definitely a lonely time and some trying times, and really honestly probably for the first 3 weeks that I was there, there were a few people who really got me through that, and one of those people was actually my girlfriend, who I met here as well. And we would talk almost every day, and basically I would cry every time we spoke because I was just like, I don't know what to say. and there were many other people that were involved in this church, and my parents and my sister, that really got me through that time. And at first it was just, you know, I was scared because I was in this new place. But I think after a while, it just started, I think because I was lonely, I started thinking a lot more than I usually do. And I really started thinking about, you know, what am I doing with my life? What is my purpose in this life? And, you know, I would ask people, you know, oh, should I read a book? Is there a book that I can read? You know, like The Purpose-Driven Life or something like that? I actually didn't end up reading that book, but I actually ended up reading the Chronicles of Narnia, which was amazing. But and I really thought about, you know, what I want to do with my life and who do I want to become. And one person in particular told me the story of a man who, I forget his name, I think it was biography. He was chastised for not becoming a missionary in China. His sister chastised him for this because she thought that he was being called to become a missionary in China. And he also agreed with her, but he took a year off and went to compete in the Olympic Games. And then after that, went to become a missionary in China. And I think, something that he kind of felt through that was, you know, running, God made me fast, and running makes me feel alive. And I think I really started to think about the things that make me feel alive. Some of those things were the relationships that I had built. And I think that, I think I realized going on all these trips when I was in Australia because I wanted to distract myself from my loneliness, I realized that life is pretty miserable if you don't have someone to share it with, and whether that's friends or family or, you know, a spouse or whatever it might be. And I was worried about coming back when I got to the end of my trip, because I was worried that I was going to come back and I was still going to be feeling sad and feeling miserable, and I really wouldn't have an excuse of being all alone. And sure enough, that's what happened. So, you know, I mean, it was really exciting to come back at first and, you know, see all of these people again, see my family, see my girlfriend, come back to the church. But I think what I didn't plan on was still feeling lonely. And I mean, to be honest with you guys, the first semester of this past year, I would wake up probably for a month every day and just think about, like, I was just waiting to die. But all I could do is pray and hope. And I don't know the exact reference, but I kept on thinking about a passage in the Bible where it says something to the effect of, God will never give you more of a burden than you can bear. And I mean, started thinking about it, and I thought it was pretty circular reasoning. But I figured that's all I can count on right now. So those were definitely hard times, and I think the only thing that got me through was knowing that God was there. And yes, important people were there too, and I thank them for all the times they met with me and I blubbered like this in front of them, but I think the thing that got me through was knowing that God would be there regardless. Yeah. So I thank you all for listening and bearing with me. I just wanted to thank the college ministry. That has been huge in my life here. And I just wanted to thank this church. I'm actually involved with the worship team for the 1127 and 505. I play drums, so I'm probably one of the people that you really hate going to see. I just wanted to thank you again, and thank you.